FDN, KD4FDI.
This is Shirley, KD4FDI, W4FCM, how are you? Hell, can you hear me okay?
And loud and clear. Which one are you on?
I'm a handheld in the bedroom, the little H2FT60.
Nice and strong, so I'm inside the camper. Can you hear me okay?
A little scratchy, but not bad. And yesterday was much scratchier. You sound good. Love you. You working again today?
Keep the lights on, so, yep, going to be working. But it's getting cooler and cooler outside, so it's feeling good. Totally different than summertime and 90-something degrees, you know?
She does it. Is today the day Greg helps you?
Probably me every other week, and works out really well for him and for me, so, but he's doing the Uber again today, but he had really good success. He started on Monday, and, you know, worked Monday, Tuesday, this is third day work, and I think it worked 5 days, but he's doing really, really well.
Every other week, I thought this was the week, but yeah, well, see, by yourself,
Man, but it's not a big deal. It's, you know, it's not that bad. But yeah, he's doing really well. He's got a bunch of riders and stuff, so he's making making okay money.
Couple wacko, but yeah, as long as that goes well, good to hear. Well, I hope your work goes well. Your mother's got Bible study today, but that's going to be 80 degrees. It's going to be nice and warm today.
Yeah, sounds real warm this time of year, but kind of shoots up here and there. That's good. So what are y'all doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Fighting, yeah. Actually, her cousin's coming to Hillhead. We're meeting him at 10 on Saturday morning.
Oh. Yeah, well, that sounds fun. Where are y'all going out to eat at?
They want to meet at, they suggested 10 for some reason. I mean, he's a grown man. They're pretty wealthy down Hillhead. He said, want to meet at 10 on 10 o'clock Saturday morning for a brunch. I already know what they have, but we'll go there with them all that morning.
Okay, well, hope you have a great day. We'll have to do some hunting here in the next few weeks. Maybe go up to the same place or go up to Greg's and go up there and try it out.
Yeah, whatever you recommend, either way. Yeah, I don't mind either way. Yeah, I hear cars hit tomorrow. The place is great court. Car hit a couple of them running, but they don't run where we are, do they?
Around there again, you know, maybe on a Saturday or something. Go low country and get a stand or something every night.
Yeah, Saturday morning works better for me. You know, more people in the woods probably off work and so on. Yeah, well, love you, son. Always good to hear you. I come in the bedroom, turn this one on. The morning office is on, too, but I wait for you to get on. And you're on early, so be careful working. Any nibbles on the house anywhere?
Yesterday. Actually looked at two in Easley the past 2 days. So there, you know, we didn't make an offer in any of them. And we're going to go look at one today after 5 o'clock down in, I guess, Molden, the Piedmont area, 185 near south of Conesty. But nice little piece of property, we'll see.
Good. Yeah, it'll work out. Just hang in there. Don't go too far away. Here in Stern 7 this year. W4FDI, I love you. Appreciate it. W4FCM.
Later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, nice. Always look forward to hearing you. W4FCM, signing in. I'll give my foot rest here.
CLX Mobile Monitoring.
KN4VWA.
Two, but the gates are closed.
My cousin works up around the Huntersville area, you know, just outside of Charlotte. And he says schedules are all up and down up around there. And he operates one of those where he comes to your home and does repairs.
10D7J Mobile.
Steve, you broke up there at that last little bit. I think it's me, though.
What I was saying was he goes to a person's home and does auto repair at their home, you know, one of those mobile repair businesses. Morning, Bob. What's happening, big guy?
We're pulling off the road. Good morning, Steve and Patrick. I'm pulling off the road and heading out to Quota John. And then I'm going to be home for the rest of the day.
Always good to have a day that you can just kind of kick back, relax, and just veg.
And when I get home, I got bunches of stuff to do around the house, but and I got a little job to do tomorrow and probably a little job to do Friday, but they're both little ones, and those are the ones that I like. Little job and a nice check. Go ahead, Patrick, ND7J.
That, Bob, the in and out, that's a nice thing. You get it done and get paid for it, move on to the next one.
There's three bags full. I tell you what, I rode down to Florence yesterday and pretty much did just about the same thing you're talking about, Bob. Did a quick in and out state certification for a machine and got paid on the spot, hit the trail, came back and flew yesterday evening.
I'm doing it, and I did Monday and Tuesday, went to work for my old partner, but I just ain't going to do that no more. I'm just not, I got my own reasons why, and I just ain't going to do it.
Well, independent, and, you know, you're your own boss. It's kind of hard to go back and work for somebody else telling you what to do and how to do it.
How to do it. That he just does, how can I put this, slap shot work, and I don't want my hands on it. Go ahead, Patrick.
Bob, that's why I left my business when I had the auto repairs, because my business partner was not carrying his weight and doing things I didn't want to get tied up in.
It's, the thing of it is it's doing it, it's just not doing it the right way. I mean, the guy laid tile, and he put down all the full pieces of tile. He never starts in the middle of the room like you're supposed to. And then you end up with, you know, a 12-inch piece on the left and a 4-inch piece on the right, and that's just not right. And I don't know, as far as I know, when you tile, the four corners of the tile are supposed to come together. They're not supposed to be off. And when you put a bathtub in, you got to make it level, because if you don't, the tile's not going to line up the way it's supposed to. So I'll just leave it at that. Over to you, Steve.
Guys, I hate to tell you this, but from the descriptions I'm hearing of what you're not putting up with is pretty much the standard out there today.
You could be very well right, but I just am not going to be part of that, and I can already smell trouble. This lady is going to be unhappy, and... he's got the, I've been paid in full FU attitude, so, or paid up to date or whatever. That's why I left him working for him as a partner, and I don't even care to go in and do subcontract work for the guy no more.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And Patrick, listen, when people start spreading the word on you that, you know, your business is not doing a good job because of a bad partner, you might do a good job, but hey, you're shot down with his stupidity.
By association.
That's it, right there in a nutshell, guys. God, you know what? It's refreshing to talk to a couple of people that actually try to do decent work.
Well, I'll tell you what. The worst part about it is he started this job, two bathrooms. He got both of them about halfway done, and then he called me in. And the problem is, you know, then when I have to pick up where he left off, and all his tiles are crooked, and they're not lined up, of course, all my tiles are going to be crooked and not lined up. Then you get into that situation where, oh, that's Bob's fault.
Traffic light. 7J Mobile.